Go for it.
I have your mind. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
You're very welcome.
We are the upcoming generation. We are the ones who are going to save the planet and who are going to make change start now. Start teaching each other and supporting each other and just continue along the road of saving our planet because that is the only option.
This is Peggy Mercur. Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida. Pura vida.
Yeah, pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Whoa, it's not a dream anymore. It feels like tangible, you know, and it's in my home country. I need to be there, you know, I need to be part of that. I want to be on that ship.
Today, it's quite sunny. It is Saturday, and the working week is over. And now I'm talking to Russell Haddo.
I've been working on the ballast keel, and also in some clean energy, installed a biogas digester, and be working on biochar soon as well. Yeah.
So what's the story behind? How did you come here? May you tell us a little story about that?
Well, I've been working with chocolate for a long time and wanted to ship chocolate by sailboat, and felt that this would be a good opportunity to contribute in the same direction, same goal. And so I've been here since November 21, so 14 months maybe, 15 months. And in that time I've done a lot of different things. I can run the sawmill, built a roof over the boat for protection from rain and sun, and have been working on the ballast keel for over a month now. So that's installing 1.2 ton I-beams, one section at a time, and we've got almost three installed now. And I'll probably be shifting more into like clean energy work. I have an engineering degree in clean energy and metallurgy.
So is there something in your mind and delighted your heart on the ship already?
The experiences that really stand out aren't necessarily really funny. It's the ability to use the tools that we have at hand and how simple they are and how much we accomplish with them. That is really encouraging and kind of impressive to be lifting large beams with a whole team of people. Maybe sometimes we've had 20 people to lift the Samson post or more, and working together on blocks and tackles, and that stands out as a like kind of beautiful cooperation. Yeah.
How does your family think about this project and that you're here?
I think they're honestly not as necessarily concerned about the project, just about me. And they're very encouraging and supportive and ready to come visit sometime. But yeah, it's the supportive family.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the background? Do you have sisters, brothers, siblings?
Yeah, my older sister, she is 2 years my elder, and we grew up on a farm with mom and dad. And my mom was a school teacher and my dad was a grain farmer. So he would cultivate wheat or barley or peas or canola, lots of different crops in northern Canada and fairly far west, but still in the prairies, so it was in British Columbia. And then I studied mostly in Vancouver and have lived on a small island in the northern Vancouver Island range. So it's boat access, and I've had a couple sailboats there and worked in the shellfish industry as well as in carpentry, and that's where I learned to sail, and mostly self-taught sailor.
Did you ever have a day on the sabre when you were thinking like, oh no, I can't manage to do that anymore?
Yeah, if I need to take time off for whatever reason, we can. And you know, it's we're definitely on one side encouraged to be able to work a full week, but on the other side we are people too. So if I need to take a half day off or I don't feel safe doing something, there's always other people around that we can get to help. So we just bring somebody else in until it gets to a safe place and then continue on. Yeah.
What makes you feel comfortable about this place?
I think it's the community. So it's nice to know some of the local people because there's people from the immediate area that work here, and then there's other Costa Ricans. People that are immediately from here are generally, they might be from Nicaragua, they might be fishermen, but they're generally not university educated. So there's like one almost aspect of culture right there, and then there's all the people from Costa Rica that are working here, and so they've everybody else has been to university from Costa Rica, and then there's the group of Yardies that are mostly shipbuilding that have come and changed a lot more as well. And so it's a lot of being able to interact with other people, and that's really, really helpful. I get a lot of support from that. Yeah.
What's your personal motivation in life?
I just want to be able to support others, support the earth and people in the same. And I think that that partly involves kind of being calm, means being able to hold space so people can experience who they are, which me too. Sometimes if I get a little overheated, maybe working on a pin that doesn't want to go in or something in work is struggling, things happen all the time. It's knowing to be able to step back and relax and to focus on the broader picture, which is maybe peacefulness and calmness. And so that's what I'm working on every day, and what connecting the link on sailing was about, is about too, is being able to realize that we probably can step a little nicer on the planet. I think that everybody's quality of life in some way ends up connecting back to nature. And so hopefully we can just see that as a broader scope and be like, it's worth our time to invest in living things, plants and animals. And, yeah.
What is your free time about when you're finished with work at the shipyard?
Right now I'm studying, so I feel a little, not quite overdone, but kind of overdone. I don't have a lot of free time because I'm doing the KZV, the Ankaiser course, which is about 8 hours of video per week. And then as much studying on top of that, they suggest about 20 hours. So that really fills up. So I just try to get some exercise. And before that, I've been working on some chocolate and have begun planting with a friend on his farm some cacao, and have a chocolate maker that I've brought in as well, and have made a little bit of chocolate from bean to bar. And so that's my other interest is in chocolate making, and it's nice to go surfing to really get a lot out of being on a beach and surfing. It's wonderful. So yeah.
So about appreciation, there is a lot of different animals. I mean, if you compare it to Canada, do you have maybe a little connection to that?
Every day it seems like there's a new insect, which is pretty cool. And sometimes they're huge and sometimes they're tiny, and that's neat. And the monkeys are really fun because they're cute and similar to us, and the birds are singing all the time. So when there's silence in the shipyard, it's not silent, it's that there's birds and insects that are audible, and that ambient sound is wonderful. It's really easy to appreciate. I think there's been a frogs living in my house, so the frogs are kind of symbolize change, like metamorphosis maybe, or because they grow up in the water and then they come out onto land and they transition from breathing in water to breathing air. And there's been a couple frogs just inside my house. There's different ways to get in, and that's kind of neat. So yeah, those frogs have been. And then when we went to visit a cacao farm, a friend took me, and the first thing that stood up, it was the farmer uses fertilizer, but he's also a good businessman, so he doesn't want to use more fertilizers or chemicals than he feels payback. And the first thing we saw in the cacao kind of orchard was three different kinds of frogs in the same space. And one was bright green and black, one was red transitioning to brown, and the other one was super camouflaged, like blackish brown that you couldn't see. And so there were three distinct kinds of frogs, and that was also a really good sign, like just to know that in that environment that things want to be there. And the other one is when I came in November, the first thing that stood out are what are called turkey vultures, and they are large black birds. No, I don't think they're raptors, but they eat dead things and whatever they can get at. And they have these ones, there's two kinds here, a black head and a red head. And the red-headed ones, I guess they migrate. So that was really cool because they just left Canada and then got here, and there's a welcome friend.
So we are surrounded by monkeys, by different kinds of birds, by lizards, also different kinds of insects, even scorpions, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever experience some scorpions?
Yeah, early on when I first got here, that's interesting as well, because you asked animals that bring up something in particular. And so in Monteverde, which I understand is basically the upper elevation that scorpions live in. I was stung when I first got here, and I've been stung another time at a friend's house up there, and down here I've been stung once or twice lifting up on the underside of a board, and there's a friend who he just like has a scorpion running on his hands, and he puts one hand on one wrist and the scorpion runs on to the hand that's on top of the wrist, and then he switches and just keeps it there, and so the scorpion's running and he's switching from one hand to the other.
So it's not dangerous to get bitten by a scorpion?
It depends on the kind, but here in Costa Rica I don't believe there's any serious scorpions. Maybe if you're super allergic, like a bee sting, it could be a thing, because some people get stung by bees and it's really serious, but most people it's not, and scorpions might be the same. It hurts, but that's all.
That's all, yeah. Good to know. Thank you so much for your time. Do you have some motivation which you want to share with the world?
Being able to listen to one's breath sometimes is a really beautiful thing to do. Like calmness and being able to honor and respect other people, I think, is one of the biggest values that we can move forward. And in some cultures, they really honor just children. It doesn't matter who the dad is or where they came from. It's just like, there's a child, like, let's take care of that child. And just to kind of, yeah, keep that in mind and spread that out, that's a really okay thing to do. Just support people and create calm spaces, and then to be able to appreciate that is a reward in its own right.
Nice. Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Hi. What are you working on?
Keel, the ballast keel. So I'm grinding down some washers because we're bolting the Keelson rider, which is a steel I-beam, down through to the ballast keel. And that's about a 1 meter hole that's been drilled. We call this the wood shop.
The wood shop?
Yeah, we have a jointer and a chop saw and thickness planer, and then the large table saw out there. So this is what we call the wood shop. And it's kind of the original shop here, I believe.
Pura vida, good morning.
Good morning. Pura vida, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Starting the day with some woodworking. Making a distribution box for the plumbing and the drainage for the new building. That's going to be housing for the yardies. And a workshop under it for wood and the sawmill. So right now I'm starting to do like what would be like a mold. So then I can add some concrete and make a box on the ground for drainage.
Can you tell us a little bit and explain about the buildings we are seeing here?
Okay, so most of the buildings here at the shipyard, they are very rustic looking because we try to find the pieces of wood and take advantage of the natural shape they have already for the structure. So most of them look like the trunks and branches of trees and just cut and put together to build the structures. Let's see. Now this new building, it's very nice. It's probably the nicest building we have at the shipyard. It's gonna be housing for the ladies on the top. There's three rooms. One big room that's gonna be shared with bunk beds, and there's gonna be a kitchen there, a little sink, also bathroom with a shower. And it's really cool because we built the house around some trees that were already growing there. So a couple of the trees actually go through the house into the rooms, into the living room, into the shower. So when the bathroom's ready, you can have a shower, but a branch of the tree goes through the room and it's very refreshing, you know, it makes you feel like you're outside. Yeah, we try to take and make the most out of the wood that we can get to, you know, make it as sustainable and efficient and affordable as possible, right?
Why they are not on the ground?
That helps to make the space cooler, right? So there's air flowing under it. So imagine like posts that come from the ground and hold the building above. So that way you can also take advantage of the space under it and use it as a workshop to work with tools. Now under this new building, We're going to have the sawmill that's a woodmeister that we can cut big slabs of wood with that. And there's also going to be a little workshop, the sharpening station with all the tools to sharpen our tools.
Mm-hmm. So it's a combination. There are some work places on the floor. I mean, the shop for metal, the shop for wood. And do you have another shop?
Yeah, we have the sharpening station. That's where we sharpen mostly the chains for the chainsaws and some of the metal tools. We also have the assembly station. That's where we prepare the pieces that need to be pre-assembled. For example, the huge beams that then go into the ship. We pre-assemble them in this station when we have to scarf them together or do some other type of preparation for the pieces before they go inside the ship. Yeah, we got the metal shop, the carpentry workshop, and now we're gonna have another woodworking station under this new building. And that's essentially the workstations that are at the ground level. Everything that's housing and the offices, for example, it's elevated to help keep the space cooler. And lots of bugs and snakes and stuff from going inside the building.
Nice, and down below you can also work, hang around, sit. There are different places.
Yeah.
Who decides which building comes next?
That would be Lynx, that is the technical director or construction boss. This new building is the first step, like the new improvements that he wants to make. He has a vision for a permanent, more permanent structures, because at the moment most of the structures are kind of temporal, you know, that we can take apart easily in case that we have to rearrange spaces.
How does it come that you're here?
A friend of mine was doing a volunteering with Astillero Verde, that is the non-profit branch of Sail Cargo, and she was in charge of the Trees for Seas reforestation program. So she told me about this project and that they were building this epic ship, and I was really getting into sailing at that moment, and I decided to come and visit the project, check it out, and I totally fell in love with it. And it took me almost a year to be able to get into the project and to collaborate. And then around a year ago, I started working here doing video, documenting and sharing the work that is being done here with the rest of the world. But my main interest of being here was always to be involved with construction, because I am a product designer, and everything here, it's like a creative, you know, playground. So I really wanted to be part of the construction team. And I was able to switch over to the team. Yeah, now I'm starting to help with the new building and some general construction, and hopefully we'll be able to get involved with the work being done for the ship soon.
What do you think about the project? I mean, a lot of people would have said in the beginning, oh, just dreamers.
I think that you definitely need to believe in your dreams and chase them, you know, work hard and manifest your dreams, because that's how I got here, you know. It was always, since I was a kid, I was always fascinated by the idea of sailing on a tall ship, you know, like traditional, like the old pirates used to do it, you know, sailing the Caribbean, and this idea of being a sailor and trading and the cargo, you know, it just fascinated me. And it was always like it felt like just a dream, you know, when I was growing up. But now, as soon as I found out that they were building this ship here, it was like, whoa, it's not a dream anymore. It feels like tangible, you know, and it's in my home country, and I need to be there, you know, I need to be part of that. I want to be on that ship. you know, like hard work and believing in your dreams, and it just happens. It's gonna manifest, you know? So the fact that I'm here, for me, it feels that it's not just about dreamers, you know? Like, everything starts with a dream, but if you work hard and you keep your positive mentality, it's gonna be attracted, you know? It's gonna come to you. It's gonna manifest. So I think that this project is the proof of that a great idea can bring together great minds, and really good intentions will always bring good things. Yeah, that's what I think, and I'm really happy to be here.
I'm happy for you too, Alfredo.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Pura vida!
Yeah, pura vida!
Let's do it?
Yeah, let's do it!
What is your background, Sophie? How did you end up here?
So I started studying bodybuilding in Basque Country, and after I went to Maine for 3 months in the apprenticeship, and there somebody spoke to me about the project, and it was 3 years ago, I think. And now I'm here and really happy. I'm arrived 4 months ago now, working on the boat.
Do you remember your first arrival over here?
Yeah. It's hard to don't remember because everybody is just around the table and you feel not really comfortable the first time you arrived. But it was really, really, really good. The boat is huge and really pretty, so it was good.
What is a cool thing in your mind about this area? What impressed you the most?
I think it's more about the community than just the fact we are all here for the same reason, doing our best working and just sleeping not so good.
It's kind of a mission. What does this project mean personally to you?
It's more about having a job what I like, because it's really hard where I live to find a job. Like, for me, really what is mean, it's just having the job what I love to do. But that's the point. Like, here, it's because we are all together every day, all the time, eating together, not sleeping together, but like really close all the time, and just doing the same thing for not same reason, I guess. Like, we have all our background and coming from a lot of different place. Like that, it's a good mission.
Do you still have a mom? What would she tell the people ashore what you're doing right now?
I think she's a worried mom. So I think she's just happy for me because she knows how happy I am to be here. But like every all worry mom, I think she just wants I go back to home, I guess.
When you think 5 years into the future and you look back, what will you tell about this project? What will you say for your personal experience? What grows in you?
I'm hoping it's going to be a biggest part of my life, because I have to go back in March, and I really hope in 5 years I will be able to say, oh, I was part of this project for a while, and it was really, really important for me, and not just a break on my life, but really long time. I just hope I'm gonna stay more and feel important in this project.
What is your daily work about? With what do you start when you come to the shipyard? I mean, you're here at 6, you're having first breakfast, 6:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you start?
Yeah. So this week I was responsible of the breakfast, for the first breakfast. So the first thing I do is make a fire. And after at 6:30 I'm going on the boat and I just keep going. Now I am on a huge piece of wood. I am doing a big wall between the outside and the inside of the boat. I don't know exactly the name of this part. And it's just sweating and and dirty, but it's good job.
What are you doing?
I build it, like the pieces are already prepared out of the boat, and we bring on the boat, trying to cut to be able to fit perfectly in the boat.
It's really strong timber, so
it's really strong. Yeah, but I like when the piece is on the floor, it's easy, but instead of that I need lot of help. Like, nobody can do that by himself.
It's heavy, dirty work, and you still like it.
Yeah, Yeah. It's not a boring job. It's a good job. And it's fun and...
You're feeling good and not stressed.
And not stressed at all. I mean, maybe some, but I don't.
I have the feeling nobody is.
No, I don't think. Yeah.
They all love their work and they keep the passion and the mood really high.
Yeah. Here, if you don't like the work, it's just not possible because we're definitely not doing that for the money. So I think it's just because of love of this project.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Do you want to add something?
Pura vida!
Thank you! It is a 45-meter-long sailing vessel. This means sustainability. This means carbon-free footprint for our Earth, for our products. Sailing, adventures, dreamers, sustainability, woodwork in the mangroves. Spread out the good news, the good ideas, the knowledge we have on this world, how to change, how to live sustainable. The strength in peace like a real human, with happiness and responsibility for all living creatures on our Earth.